Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet, and we're holding in the middle of the sugyas of Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. And the last thing that Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina said to us was that Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't even know where he is kavur, because it says Lo Yada Ish et Kvurato, which includes Moshe, who is called Ha'ish Moshe. There's a very important medrash over here that the Bach brings as part of the Girsa in the old Girsot, and the Gemara that is missing here completely. So let's just turn to the Bach and include it. Furthermore, V'amar Rabbi Chanina bar Rabbi Chanina, V'p'neiman nistater kivrosho Moshe me'inei basar v'dam. Why is it that God wanted to hide the kever of Moshe? V'p'nei shegalui v'yadua lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'atid Beit HaMikdash le'echarei v'legalot et Yisrael mi'artzam. He knew that the Beit HaMikdash was to be destroyed and the Jews would be sent out of Eretz Israel. And he was worried that Shema Yavod HaKvaratosh of Moshe. Maybe they would come to Moshe Rabbeinu's kever and say, Botasha. At that time, Yamdu b'v'chiyav, Yitchananu l'Moshe, they'll sit there crying and telling Moshe he's got to go daven for them. V'yomlo Moshe Rabbeinu amod v'tvilah ba'adenu, and v'omed Moshe, and he'll be mevato the gezerah. Because after all, m'pnei shechavivim tzadikim imitatam yoter mibavachayehem. I mean, they're even more powerful tzadikim in their death than in their lives. Shekein ata motzei b'sha'a sh'ha Yisrael b'midbar v'zarchu b'ma'asehem v'yasu egel. After all, at the time of the Asiyat HaEgel, Katzaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Yisrael, V'amar l'Moshe, Herf mimenu v'ashvidem. You know, there were lots of tzadikim over there who weren't able to stop the Gezerah against the Jewish people at the time of the HaEgel. After all, kama tzadikim ayu b'oto ador, v'kama chasidim, there was Moshe, and Aaron, Yoshua, Eldad, Medad, Shvim Zgenim, v'shar chachamim, v'talmidim, v'lo asa b'shvilam, v'lo b'tel ha'gzerah b'shvil Moshe. So therefore, Moshe was very dangerous to God. Because if he would be mevatel the gzeirah, Ritzoni Rav Yaaseh, so then it would turn out that the Beit HaMikdash couldn't be destroyed, and there would be the ketzef against Yisrael would have no release, ultimately to blow up completely. And like this, there was a release, mentioned this in the Talmidei HaGro in another context last week. So therefore, it was necessary to hide the Kvura of Moshe as well. The Ramban actually mentions in the Chumash a fantastic thing, which is that we find oftentimes the hanhagas that seem to be rather tough against Moshe was to prevent the Jewish people from turning him into some kind of divine figure. And if there would be a grave there, next thing you know, people would be sitting, putting around signs, Ma, Mash, Moshe, and everybody would be going. That would be a disaster. So. No, that's right. So in order to avoid, apparently there's some deep psychological need to worship the dead. So in order to avoid that, the Torah was betzaveh to hide his kever. I mean, poor Buddha tried very much before he died. The one thing I don't want is don't turn me into a god, please. You know, it's all the life of Brian, so we needed to make sure that wouldn't happen. So continues Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. V'yomer Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, mipnei ma nikbar Moshe etzel. Oh, actually, we've done this before. Mipnei ma nikbar Moshe etzel beit Peor. The reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried by Peor was because there was a special relationship of Moshe and Peor. He was the one who had crushed Peor in the first place. Kedei l'chaper al maaseh Peor. V'yomer Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, ma yidichtiv acharei Hashem elokechem telchu. What exactly does it mean to follow the Lord acharei? I mean, that's not a very easy thing to do, to be telechu after God, because he's rather dangerous. You don't want to get too close. I mean, after all, doesn't it say, v'chev shel adonim lalech achar ha'shechina? V'alo kvar nemar ki Hashem lokecha eish shel chalahu. So why would a person get so close to fire? Ela la'alech achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says follow means follow in his footsteps, so to speak, to do the same type of actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses in his anhaga of the world. Mahu malbisha rumim, just as he dresses the naked. Dichtiv ayaz Hashem elokim la'adam l'ishto kotinut or vayalbishem, that God made clothing for Adam and his wife and dressed them. Afatal beisha rumim, if people are too poor to afford clothing, you should pay for the clothing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. Dichtiv ayera alav Hashem beloney mamre, when Avram Avinu was recuperating from Brit Milah. Afatal biker cholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nichem avelim. Dichtiv ayachre mot Avraham. And that was the whole purpose of the visit. As we just learned, that the only meaning to that pasuk must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself carried Moshe Rabbeinu and buried him. So to Afataka Vormitim, you too should be called there. Kotnot Or, by the way, once we bring it up, what exactly, Kotnot Or, that means that that Adam and Chava were dressed in leather jackets with motorcycles? Or how exactly did that work? So Rav Shmuel Chanimer Davar Haba Min Ha'or. Actually, it was referring to rabbit skin coated, but it wasn't a rabbit. Rashi says this in Bereishis. He says, look, because basically if it's or, then it's not really something that's very comforting. Or, it's not that warming, just or. If it's tzemer, it's just that tzemer. But there's types of tzemer that are essentially skins, like rabbit skin. So it means the soft, which you don't usually call tzemer. So the soft part of the animals that are not usually made into a material, that was what God lined the clothing for Adam and Chava with. So that's it's a machlok. So one man Yama holds that it's dover habam in a r, which would mean like a rabbit skin lining. Oh, very good, very good. Davarach, and one says the pshat is or means that the kotnot were for the or. In other words, something to give comfort to the skin of a person. What gives comfort? We would say silk underwear, but in their terms, it was linen. That was the, so Rashi says that would be something like linen. Something that the skin appreciates. Davarach or nehenemi menu. Dorish Reb Smaloi. You'll notice, says Reb Smaloi, that basically, of course, it's just a coincidence that Smaloi means a dress, that Torah Tchilatagi Milut Chasadim Vesofati Milut Chasadim. It starts off with dressing. Tchilatagi Milut Chasadim Tchil Vayaseh Shem Elokim Ladam Lishto Kotinot Or Vayal Bishem. Vesofagi Milut Chasadim Tchil Vayikbar Oto Begay. So it begins and ends with Chesed. Dorish Reb Smaloi Mipnei Man Nitaveh Moshe Rabbeinu Likaneis L'Eretz Yisrael. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's desire to come into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu essentially did not share any longer the elements of humanity. Once he had already gone up to Sinai and it was Atah Po Amodi Madi, there was nothing that the physical world could offer him in terms of anything spiritual. In other words, he had it all, so he certainly didn't need the joy of Lechol Mir Pirya, Lizboa Mituvam, they meant nothing. That's right. It was beyond that. Yeah. So that's what he needs. Lechomer piyot tzarich, or lizboa mituvah tzarich. Elakach omar Moshe Rabbeinu said, look, arbe mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael, vein mitkayim ela b'eretz Yisrael. There's many mitzvot that I'm never going to have an opportunity to be mekayim, because it's only possible to mekayim those mitzvot in Eretz Yisrael. Akanes ani laaretz kedei sheyitkayimu kulan al yadi. I want all of the mitzvot. For me, that I'm capable of being Mekayim, to Mekayim. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, for that, you see, it's a Dover Poshet, that he wasn't asking to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Because he said, Ve'er'eh et ha'aretz ha'tovah. He obviously meant to be there in his lifetime. Which means that he knew that there was no point, in terms of his darga, there was no point of Furin Eretz Yisrael, v'chiperat mato amo, and so on and so forth, a mitat neshika with a kvura by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to add to you more to have a kvura in Eretz Yisrael. So what was he going for? It wasn't for kvura. What was he asking for? It wasn't for the food. It wasn't for the tova of Eretz Yisrael, because he had that at all times. It must have been, therefore, for the shleimus that mitzvahs offer. Those things that I can't do, I can't do. Whatever the meaning of mitzvot are, they're going to be chaser to me. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kluma ata mevakesh ela lekabel sachar. What is it that you want? This, obviously, it's not the sachar. Moshe wasn't on a madrega of to be meshamish as a rav shalom and not the kabel pras. It means the sachar of the mitzvah, the sachar mitzvah. The fact that the mitzvah itself is the reason that a person is olam hazeh. Look, it never makes sense to say it's not for the sachar, because if it's not for the sachar, God wouldn't give the mitzvah. It's the only point in a mitzvah. So ultimately, of course, it's for the sachar. It's silly not to, right? And if there's no sachar, then why do the mitzvah? It's not for the sachar, but that's what it always says. V'sofa sachar lavo. I mean, if it wouldn't be the sofa sachar lavo, there'd be no point in it. So therefore, okay, so in other words, what do you want? Ultimately, what you want is to do whatever you can be mashlim your pulot b'olam hazeh. So you know what? I tell you that as far as I'm concerned, it's done. Shenema, lachen, achalek lo berabim, v'tatzumim yechalek shalal, tachat asher ha'aran, l'mavet nafsho v'tposhim nimna The goyim love this to be Yoshka Pipik, but we dash in the posik on Moshe Rabbeinu. So lechen achalek lo berabim. I will give him Moshe Rabbeinu ischar berabim. Yoko keachronim velo kerishonim. I think that means only like the people of his contemporaries, but not that he should be on the darga of the sechar of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Talmud lomar ve'et atzumim yechalek shalal. Like the atzumim, the greatest, ki Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, she'in atzumim b'Torah b'mitzvot. And in order it's called shalal. Shalal, something comes your way. Richie. Shalal means, like shalal milchama. As soon as you pick it up, as a result of the war, not because you necessarily earned it. And that's exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, why we're megdayek this pasuk. I'm being mala alecha gili yehemet. So it's basically shalal that you take for your battles in life. And eratzumim etor v'mitzvot, tachat ha'asher ha'aralem mavet nafsho. He put his life on the line for Klal Yisrael. Shemasar atzmo l'mita, shenem avimayin mechenin ha'misifrcha asher katavta. Ve'et poshim nimna, nonetheless, he was numbered among the poshim. Shenimnai metei midbar, he died together with the rest of the metei midbar in the midbar. V'hu chet rabim nasa, and he carried the weight of the sin of the rabim because he himself tells Klal Yisrael. That it was Biglal Chem, that Hashem was angry at me for you. So he carried the sin of the Rabbim, and that way also is B'chapra HaMaseh HaEgel, when he said, Mimayin Mechenina Misifracha. You could see how this really gives the Christians a high. V'la Poshim Yavgia, and he prays for the sinners. Lashon Pegiyas Tfilah. Shebikesh Rachamim HaPoshei Yisrael Sheyachzeru B'tshuva. His tefillah was for everyone, that they should end up doing teshuvah, and not stam on the tzaddikim. He wanted to be machzer everyone. Some have the girsi v'chziron b'tshuvah. Ve'in pegiya ela tefillah. Shemar v'ata al titpalel ba'adam hazeh, v'al tisa ba'adam rina u'tefillah, v'al tivgabi. And so Memela Moshe Rabbeinu had all of these inyonim, and nonetheless was nimnei mitei midbar. And as we said before, we have the 3 sibot for that. Hadron lacha mekaneli ishto. So now to continue, we have finished the dinim of kinui v'stira, coming up to Beit Din. The next step was the hakravat hamincha. It was the husband's duty to bring the mincha, that is, to pay for the mincha for her. So he would bring the mincha betoch kififa mitzrit. He would put it inside of a cheap mitzrit basket, which was made out of the growth around the bottom of the palm, which was the lowest class materials. And we'll see that this was, an indication of her low class status, as we'll see. V'notno al yadeha kedei liyaga'an. It puts it for her to hold. She's got to hold this the entire period until after all of the avodas, as we'll see. And that must have been, we're assuming, for the purpose of tiring her out. We'll talk about this in the Gemara. Now, normally when you bring a mincha, you bring it in a kli sharet. At least that's what it sounds like it's trying to say. The Gemara is going to show that that's not true and explain the Mishnah differently. But all the minachot are brought initially in a kli sharet, and the end, meaning when we do the kmitza is put into a kli sharet. Whereas this mincha is different, because tchilata b'chvifa mitzrit, and only sofa b'chli sharet. Kol ha-menachot, another difference between this mincha and all others, is that all other menachot require shemen ulevona. The Gemara tomorrow will ask, mincha schote also doesn't get shemen ulevona, but we'll leave that for then. So kol ha-menachot do not shemen ulevona, v'zo einat una lo shemen ulevona. Furthermore, this is differentiated by not requiring any of the olive oil, or the frankincense. Furthermore, all other menachot, as far as the Omer is concerned, we'll talk in a moment, but all other menachot are brought from wheat flour, or solet actually, whereas this one is brought from barley. As far as minchat ha'omer, I mean, it's true that minchat ha'omer is brought also, afo pishba min ha'sorim, but it's different, because over there it's called geres. Geres means that it's very finely ground barley, which makes it similar to the wheat. Masha enkein, the barley of the minchat sota, the minchat kanaut, it's called, is ba kemach, which is gross and still not fine and clean the way wheat would be. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kishem Shema'aseh Ma'aseh Behima, just as she acted by being promiscuous as an animal that has no particular mate, so too Korbana is Ma'achal Behima. Tanya Abachonin Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. You know, all this kokach lama that she's got to sit there holding the mincha the whole time, that can't be very easy. It's kidei liyaga kidei shetach zorba. We want to tire her out. We want to tire her out. So she'd finally give in and say that I'm actually guilty, and that way she won't drink it. And if she won't drink it, it'll save her life. So im kach achasa Torah la'alvrei ritzono. So if the Torah wants to wear her out so she shouldn't drink it, even though she was over on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ritzon, so alo seiritzono, kal vachomer alo seiritzono, for sure, the Torah is makbit to try to save the life and to care, even for here, kol sheken and someone is osiritzono. Ask the Gemara, who says that that's the reason that we want to get her to give up? How do you know that it's because the Torah doesn't want her to get killed? Maybe it's simply, maybe, as we said earlier, I mean, if she can admit that she's guilty in time, then we don't have to be mochik to shame. So maybe that's the reason. Why are you jumping to conclusions that it's in order for this purpose? You'll note, and Tosis points out a very important yesod here, you'll note that nobody complains that this is called time at Ikra. Aren't you giving a reason for a pasuk? I mean, it says it's supposed to be al kapi aisha. What are you telling me? It's kidei liyaga. What do you know what it's for? I mean, maybe it's some kind of voodoo. Who knows? I mean, Tosha says the concept of giving time at Ikra is only meaningful where that time at Ikra will be making afkamina la'alach. If it's not making an afkamina la'alach, obviously you give time at Ikra. Nobody holds that you don't take a pasuk, it's supposed to be meaningful for you. So I'm going to be darshaning what this implies. I'm not necessarily saying this is the reason, so that if there's some difference, if the reason wouldn't be applicable, we wouldn't do it. We'd still do it. Of course, I agree it's gzerat ha-katuv. It's Rabbi Shimon Shita that from your reasoning about the logic of the pasuk, you have a right to make halakha conclusions. That's the point. We certainly make drashot and indications of anagot from psukim. So where it's not nogea, over here it's not nogea at all. He brings an example of a famous case of lo tachbol beged almana. You're not supposed to take for a loan. You're not supposed to come and to take as a mashkan something from an umlal. So it's a machlokas. What about if she's rich? So it's, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Darsh time at Ikra. She borrowed $1 million to invest in some business. She's a multimillionaire. What's it coming to tell me I shouldn't take a mashkan? I mean, obviously, it's only in the context of an almana and nebach, where she doesn't have anything and so on. But if you don't hold Darshin on time to crow, you have no right. If the pasuk didn't indicate to you any difference, you'll be over on that issue. That's an afkamina la'alacha. But here to learn something out of, that's not called giving a time to crow. Okay, but in any event, how do you know, to conclude on any simple level, you have no right to conclude that it's in order to save her life that we're trying to wear her down? Maybe it's in order to avoid the mechikata megillah. Answers the Gemara, kasava mashka v'acharkach makrivet minchata. We'll see later on that there's a machloket tanoim about what comes first, the hashkayata sota or the akravata mincha. So he holds, she first drinks, then we're makriv the mincha, and in being makriv the mincha, we then empower the water to act. The drinking the water itself doesn't do anything till the akravata mincha. So it can't be to save the shame. So therefore, I mean, what we're trying to do is clearly to get her, keep her out of trouble, to save her life. So Tosfos asks, what about the Gemara before that said that the answer to the contradiction, Richie, between whether we're ma'ayim aleha to admit or ma'ayim aleha that she should drink, remember, we said one is before we're mashka, one is before we're mochik the Megillah, one is after we're mochik the Megillah. If we've already been mochik the Megillah, then we're trying to be ma'ayim aleha that she should go ahead and utilize it. So over here we're saying we're trying to get her not to drink it. Make up your mind. Which way is it? So Tosfos Lechora, you'll have to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he doesn't hold what the Gemara said before about Iyum. We're not kishem shema'ayim aleha shalot ishtek achma'ayim aleha shalot. We don't do that. Is that true? Rambam paskins both things. He paskins the ma'ayimim aleha, and he paskins the kedei liyagam. It's clear the Rambam doesn't hold that there's any need to conclude like Tosfos concludes. However, the truth is, as many achronim point out, there's no hechreach at all in Tosfos' conclusion. Because there's two separate issues over here. The ma'ayimim aleha that she should drink is, we said before, means not to scare her into drinking, but to tell her would be a terrible thing if she's really innocent, then she's got to drink and clear her name, and that's why we're mocking to shame. What, is she crazy? After we came this far, she's not going to drink? You were going to shame to be nimchak, and now you're going to... But on the other hand, we want to break her resistance in terms of lying. Those are two different things. Liyaga is not la'ayim. Retchi! Liyaga is not la'ayim, which is what I'm doing right now. So therefore, it's not really a contradiction. Yeah, they're two and in two different modes. You know, a person sometimes has got a little bit too much self-esteem. So, miyaga hurt to get rid of that. But as far as fear is concerned, we counteract that fear by fear in the other direction. Why is the two related? Okay. Next.
You guys understand, right? Yeah. You two understand.
Okay. Okay, so therefore, if it be mishum megillah imchakala, the megillah already is nimchak. So that can't be what we're trying to save over here. That's done and finished. The only thing, the only purpose must be, is basically to save her life. Kol ha-menachot. The next thing we learned in the Mishnah was to tell us the difference between other menachos and this mincha. The first thing we said was that other menachot are brought up front in a kli sharet, and then again they're brought in a cliche right for the comments, whereas this one is brought in a kvifa mitzri. Is that true? Raminu seder menachot, take a look at the normal seder menachot of all menachot that we learn in Masechet Menachot. Ketzad, adam mevi mincha mitoch beito bekalatot shel kesef v'shel zahav. A guy brings a silver gold decorated basket, which is certainly not a cliche right, it's his own personal decorative kli. He brings it into the Beit HaMikdash, and then, note, Nalatov Kli Sharet. Umekat Shabbat Kli Sharet. Now, what's going on over here? So that means that every mincha is brought in a container that is not Kodesh. It's not a Kli Sharet. And then it's put into a Kli Sharet. So what's the difference? Her is also brought in. I mean, it's a different container, but it's certainly not a Kli Sharet. Why are you making the distinction in the Mishnah a matter of Kli Sharet? That makes no sense. But meanwhile, once we brought the Braita, let's go through the whole Seder of the Braita, the Seder Menachot, because all of it obviously will be relevant to the dinim of the Minchat Sotah. So normally here we're talking about regular Menachot. At that point, after putting it into Kli Sharet, Notein Alea Shamna Ulevanota, which of course is irrelevant to the Minchat Sotah, that doesn't have Ritchi, Shemen, and Levoina. Then Molicha Itzel Kohen, he goes with this to the Kohen. The Kohen Molicha Itzel Mizbeach Umagisha. The Kohen walks with the Mincha to the Mizbeach. He brings it up to the corner of the Mizbeach, which is on the southwest side. Keneged Chuda Shel Keren. Please imagine the southwest side where that is. You are facing the Mizbeach. You're looking at the southern end of the Mizbeach. That's where the Kevesh is. When you face the Mizbeach, you're about to go up to the Mizbeach. If you look to your left, you're looking at the Heichal, right in front of you. The ramp is right in front of you. So to your right, you're looking toward Shar Nikna. Okay. To your left, you're looking towards the Heichal. Straight ahead, you're looking at the Mizbeach. You're now going to turn to your left to go right to the corner, which is the side that is facing both the front of the Mizbeach and the front of the Heichal, which actually satisfies the dual requirements of Lifnei Hashem and Lifnei HaMizbeach, okay, which is why we do it there, as we'll see. So now you bring it at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and you touch it to the Mizbeach. That's called Hagasha. You touch it to the Mizbeach, right at that point, at the Keren, Chudash or Keren, right at the edge of the Vidayo, and that's enough. Now, what more you could possibly do, the Gemara will explain later what Vidayo means. And then, you're about to do the Komets. If you do the Komets, you mustn't have anything in your hand other than the actual Solet of the Mincha. So all the Lavona, which was on top of the Mincha, has to be moved aside in order for the Kohen to put in his hand and to do the Kmitza. So you move it to the side. Letzadachad vekometz, and you take the komets mimokom shenitrabta shamna, from the place that you had poured in the last bit of the oil, even though the whole thing has oil in it. Vinotnolato klei sharet, after doing the Kmitza, you take the Kmitza, take it out of your hand and put it yet again into a klei sharet. Umikacho beklei sharet, which seems to be yet another thing, which I was going to discuss, because the implication is that putting it into a Kli Sharet is insufficient for it to get the Kedushat Kli. You need to do something with your mind in order to be Mekadosh a Kli Sharet, which implies that Kiddush Kli requires Kavanah, which is a big machloket, and we're going to try to bring a raya from here that Kiddush Kli requires intelligence, intent. And then you go back and you take all of the Levona and you put it on top of, because it says, I'll call Levona Ta. So after the comments is taken without any Levona, you go back, collect the Levona, put it on top of the comments, which is now in a Kli. And then Ma'alehu, you bring it up to the Mizbeach, Umaktiro B'Kli Sharet, which makes no sense, and we're going to explain it later. And then you're Maktir on the Mizbeach in a Kli Sharet, which is certainly not what we do. We put it on the fire, as we'll see later on. Besides which, it isn't even ready to be brought on the Mizbeach because we haven't done Melicha yet. And the next stage is to do the Melicha. And then Molcho. Wouldn't be a good idea to be Moleach after it's all burnt up on the Mizbeach. So then Molcho, we'll have to explain the word Umaktiro. Molcho v'natoga b'yayishim, and only now it's put on the fire. The moment that Korava comments, at this point, Shiarei Nechalim, whatever is left of the Mincha is eaten by the Kohanim. And they can jazz it up. Rishayim ha-kohanim liten l'tocho yayin v'shemen v'dvash. I mean, they can really jazz it up and make it all kinds of, you know, chumasis, after whatever. They get a nice tasting mincha. The only limitation on the kohen is that he's not allowed to make the remainders of the mincha chametz. So dvash is not a problem. We have a special pasuk to tell me even chalkam can't be chametz. Dvash is only nisra on the mizbeach. So, in Asurin Elam Ilchametz. Now, going back to our question, Katonimi, okay, but the bottom line, does it say over here that it's brought in a Kli Sharet, or does it say that it's brought in Kalatot Shel Kesef? Kalatot Shel Kesef is not a Kli Sharet, that's the problem. And the Mishnah says you got to bring it in a Kli Sharet. So how do you explain that Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Omer of Papa, Ema v'kelim ha-ru'uyim l'kli sharet. The difference is that our Mishnah is not referring to literally kli sharet, but bring it into kli sharet quality kelim. And certainly mitzri piece of garbage is not right to be a kli sharet. Now, but pashtas, it's not right to be a kli sharet, not because you don't like it, but because it's made out of wood. Kli sharet, perhaps, with on some machloket, need to be made out of metal. Maybe that's the point. Whereas Kalatot Shel Kesef v'Shel Zahav are at least capable of being Kli Sharet. Okay, so the Tanna, you're telling me now that the Kvifa Mitzrit is not Ra'ui to be a Kli Sharet. That's what you're saying. That's the only explanation of the Mishnah. So Michlal, the Kvifa Mitzrit lo chazia. So anyway, you're saying that a Kvifa Mitzrit is not Ra'ui to be a Kli Sharet. Come on, the Lok Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Now that conclusion, and which is a conclusion that we're forced to in the Mishnah, teaches us that the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, the Tanya, Kli Sharet, Sha'asa'an, Shal, Eitz, Rebbe, Posel, but Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is Makshir. And in this case, the Mishnah is saying that these Kelim are not Ru'uyin to be a Kli Sharet, says the Gemara. It's not because it's made out of wood, for heaven's sakes. Afilo Teim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Eim, Adyom, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, B'chashuvim, B'pechutim, Mi'amar. Did Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda say that you could take a plastic cup also and make it into a Kli Sharet? It has to have some level of chashivut, that is moda. Not because of the dinim of the klal, prado klal, which the Gemara learns in Sukkah, from the dinim of the menorah and so on, but simply because of the pasuk akriveu na lepechatecha. Mi letlei le Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda akriveu na lepechatecha yirtzecha. There's a din. Try bringing a piece of garbage like this to the local governor. You bring it to me. So therefore, it would be possible because I prevail on the pechatecha. Continues. Now, once we already brought the brayta, we might as well be medayik the whole thing. You know? So it said, not nala kli sharet umekatra b'kli sharet, as if those are two different things, which would imply that the simple putting it into a kli sharet is insufficient. There needs to be an intent to make it work. Shema mina kli sharet ein mekatshir el midat, which is a machlok, because what's the repetition? Not nala kli sharet, umekatshar b'kli sharet, it's all one thing. I mean, if it's automatic, it's automatic. So clearly it's not automatic. There's a separate thing. You have to make sure that your intent is to be mikatshah. So this seems to prove conclusively that kli sharet or mekatsh only midat. And not necessarily. I mean, maybe what it means is ema not na b'kli sharet likatsha b'kli sharet. What is the purpose of my putting it in the kli sharet? It's in a very beautiful container now. If I brought it in kalatot shel zahav, because I need to give it kedushat haguf by putting it into a kli sharet. And then notein alei hashamna v'levanotah, that's a pasuk, v'yitzak alei hashemen, v'natan alei levona, u'molicha etzel kohen, v'chtiv ve'viya el b'nei Aaron, v'kohen molicha etzel ha'mizbeach, v'chtiv v'gisha etzel ha'mizbeach, and then you bring it to necessarily magisha v'keren dromit ma'aravit, keneget chuda shel keren v'dayo. Now this part is strange. So you have to bring it to the southwest keren, right at the edge, and that is sufficient. Minolan. So first of all, where do you come up with that idea? Well, it says, Zot Torata Mincha Hakrevu Ta B'nei Aharon Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means on the western side, because that's where the entrance was to the Eichal. But on the other end, it says, El Pnei HaMizbeach. Now, the Pnei HaMizbeach is the southern side. First of all, the Kevesh is there. And then, I mean, usually when you talk about the Pnei, you mean the place where you're greeting it, where you're going up to. But, I mean, you can derive it simply from the fact that al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafonas, if the yerech is tzafon, and the ponim is dorim, as some of the other Rishonim say. But the meaning of the pasuk, therefore, has to be that it's to the south. So make up your mind. Is it to the west or is it to the south? So actually the Braita expounds this. V'tanya. Lifnei Hashem. So taking that literally, Richie, would have us on the west. Yochol b'ma'arav, because that's the side that faces the Pnei Hashem, which is inside of the Eichal. Talmud lomar, el Pnei HaMizbeach. No, it's no good. On the west, it has to be facing the Mizbeach. Oh, so, el Pnei HaMizbeach, now you're telling me Yochol b'darom. So now you're telling me it has to be on the south. No good. Talmud lomar l'Pnei Hashem. So what am I supposed to do? Or Ketzad, Magisha b'keren dromit ma'aravit. If you put it right at the edge of the southwest corner, you're going to get in both things. Then it's keneget chuda shokeren v'dayo. Rabbi Elazar, on the other hand, has a different approach. Rabbi Elazar Omer, here's the way to understand it. Yochol yagishena b'ma'arav ha-shokeren ol'drom ha-shokeren. Now, you might think that you can go ahead and put it either towards the west, along the wall, not right up against the keren, or you could put it along the south. Amrit. But then say to yourself, look, you've got two psukim that appear on the surface to be contradictory. The rule is, you have two psukim, one of which is, one of which can be read in a way that allows you to be mekayim what it says without in any way disturbing the meaning of the other pasuk. Whereas the other one is mekayim divrei atzmo and is mevatel divrei chaviro. Then obviously what to do is take for the Ikar the one that is Mekayim Atzmo and leave the other one. So do not take as the given the one which taken on its own would exclude any element of the other one, and rather take the one which if you do it, it's still true. The other part is also still true. So here's the way to look at it. If you would say, let's say you would say that the meaning of Lifnei Hashem means literally that it has to be to the west, so then it is in no way, if it's going to be along the western wall of the Mizbeach, which is facing the Heichal, there is no way then that you could be Mekayim El Pnei HaMizbeach, because the west is nowhere along the line, which would be El Pnei HaMizbeach. So Bitalta El Pnei HaMizbeach, which would always mean Bidaron, in the south. Now, on the other hand, Kishata Omer El Pnei HaMizbeach Bidaron, but if you say, well, let's take a look at that pasuk. It says El Pnei HaMizbeach, which means the southern side. Now, I could certainly be along the southern side and still be in a direct line with the Heichal at any point, because the entire Heichal, if I'm on the southern side, any point that I look along the southern side, I get to the Heichal, so it's basically facing the Heichal. Whereas if I'm on the western side of the Mizbeach, no place is Keneged the area of the Pnei HaMizbeach. So therefore, you could use the part of the southern side from which is the part towards the west, up until the Kevesh, which then, of course, makes a big hefsek between the wall of the Heichal and where it is that you're standing, if you'd be to the right side of the Kevesh. But that whole piece of the Mizbeach on the Dorom doesn't have to be right there sharp at the point. That would also be good, and that would be kiyamta lifnei Hashem b'ma'araf, which would mean haketzad megisha l'dror ma'ashel keren. So you can now have it even on the southern side of the edge, and that would be elpnei Hashem, lifnei Hashem. It would certainly be elpnei Hamizbeach. Huh? Says Gemara, heichan kiyamta. I don't understand. How in the world does this allow you to be mekayim it? Because our assumption at this point is that the Mizbeach is right smack bang in the center of the chatzer of the Mishkan. And if that's the case, then in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, which would be 32 amot, happens to be precisely the size of the Heichal, which is also 32 amot, from the outside, of course. If you include the inside and then you have the various ta'im and the walls, add it all up, it comes to exactly the size of the Mizbeach. So now if you're at the point of the Keren, then I understand that right there, but only right there, you're still in view of the Lifnei Hashem. But the moment that you turn the corner, as Rabbi Elazar is saying to do, you no longer are in front of the Heichal, because the Heichal has ended at exactly the same point the Mizbeach has ended. So when you turn to your right, there is nothing, to your left, there is nothing of the Heichal to your left at this point. You're looking at empty space, and that's not certainly not going to be kosher, even if you're looking at the Pesach of the Ulam, but it's certainly not the Pesach of the Heichal. And you're not Yotze. So how do you explain that? The way we were learning earlier, it makes sense. If you go around a little bit and you're right at the edge, a 45-degree angle, so then you're hitting both the Heichal and the Mizbeach. Omer Ravashi says, Ravashi, there's no way out of it. What we'll have to say is, Kosova Haitana Kula Mizbeach B'tzafon Koi. The entire Mizbeach, essentially, is in the northern part of the Heichal. Now, we don't necessarily have to have said it's the entire... No, we don't. Because as long as we move it up a little bit, that's true. But since there's only three shitot, one of which holds the entire Mizbeach is in the north, which would mean that only the 16 amot of the Mizbeach, which are further to the south, are within range of the Pnei Hashem, so to speak, because they are also part of the line of the Heichal. The other man, the Amar, holds the entire Mizbeach is to the south. And the other man, the Amar, holds, we put it right smack bang in the middle. There is no point in creating a fourth shita, which is good enough. We might as well say that this man, the Amar, holds of the shita, which is a known shita, that the Mizbeach is in the Tzafir. What's this dio? I mean, what more can I do? What do you mean dio? And that's sufficient. As opposed to, like, what? I should jam it into the stones of the Mizbeach and break through the Mizbeach. What dio? I mean, it's the most I can do. Omer Ravashi, no. It's true. You see, Sakatak Laminati Boy Hagashat Amincha Gufa. You might think that you need to actually have the stuff of the Mincha itself touching the Mizbeach. Not to take the Kli and to put the Kli next to the Mizbeach, but to tip it over, or to take it out according to some, and to actually touch the Kemach itself against the edge of the Mizbeach. Therefore, Kamashman, that's all that is needed. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Maybe you're right. Higisha. I mean, Higisha is a reference to the Mincha, not to the Kli. It's using the feminine as a reference to the Mincha itself. Same Hachinami. Maybe that's actually the case. How do you know that that's not the case? Or Makro. That's because it says Vikriva El HaKohen V'Higisha Etzal HaMizbeach. Okay? Just like the Akrava, Etzal HaKohen is already in a Kli. That's what we said. You start to bring it in a Kli, hand it over to the Kohen. So the continuation makes it clear that the same thing would be true. The next thing you said was that you have to be misalek levonatala tzadachad. You take all of the frankincense, you put it to the side before he does the kmitza, and the reason for that is kishalo tikmot b'hadi mincha, kiritnan kamatz v'alabi adot tzror, or even a gargir melach, or kurt levona pasul. If mixed in the handful of the Kohen, it turns out a little stone had fallen in, or one little piece of salt, or a bit of Levona had fallen in, then he didn't do the Kmitza properly, because it wasn't the complete Kmitza. So you have to be careful to remove all all of the Levona before you do the Kmitza. V'kometz mimakom shenitrapta shamna, you do the Kometz specifically in the place where you had poured the Shemen. And that I know from Inalandekhtiv Misota Umishamna, or in the case of Geres, Begirsa Umishamna. Yeah, if it's mixed, of course. And that's Beliva. V'notno l'toch kli sharet u'mekadsho b'kli sharet. Why are we doing this? We already were mekadosh kedushat haguf to the mincha the first time around. We put in the kli sharet. So why is it necessary to put it necessarily into kli sharet when we have the komets? If it's already a kisha chodazim, I understand. It's already kodesh, isn't it? Well, you say the same thing about an animal. You shech the animal using a sakin. If the sakin is kodesh, so you already mekadosh now the dam with the sakin. So the same as dam. You didn't have a dam. Dam avagav the kodesh te sakin mitzavara beima. You now have to be mekabel the dam in a kli sharet. So that means that hoda mekadosh lebe kli sharet. So apparently that which is the equivalent of the dam, which is the komets on a mincha, which is now the matir of the mincha that's going to be put on the mizbeach, where the dam is put on the mizbeach, must also get its second kiddush kli, just like the dam has to. So it must be the same thing over here. Then melaketet levonata v'notna gabav dechtiv v'et kol ha-levona asher al ha-mincha. So you have to take all of the levona now, and v'hiktir ha-mizbeach reach nechayach. How do you get all the levona if you left it out of the komets? Must be that you put it back on. Umaaleu umaktiro bekli sharet. What is that supposed to mean? Bekli sharet maktirleu? Of course you're not maktir inside of a kli sharet. You mean maktir something kli sharet. You haven't even done the malicha. We're not even talking about haktara. Well, it doesn't mean that. Ema maaleu bekli sharet in order la haktiro. It's saying, and now the next step, in other words, your final step in the halacha is you take it with the kli sharet up there to be maktir it. And now, molcho v'nato agabe ha'ishim, dechtiv v'chol korban minchatcha b'melach timlach. And now, korev ha'komets, continued the brayta, shi'area ne'echalim, minolan dechtiv v'itira kohenet askarata, and then, v'anoteret v'ani mincha la'aron al'manav. And, as far as what korev ha'komets means, I mean, that's machlokas. Korav HaKometz l'marked Yitle, l'marked Yitle. I mean, it's a famous machloket. At what point it's considered to already have been Korav HaKometz? The Itmar HaKometz me'imatai matir shirayim ba'achila. At what point is Akravas HaKometz matir shirayim? Revi Chanin omer misha tishlot bo ha'ur. Once the fire is now a self-sustaining reaction on the mincha, it's now considered to already be muktar. Revi Yochanan omer misha yatzit ha'ur birubo. Only after most of it is already caught on fire. How do we know that the kohanim are allowed to mix things in it? We darshan the pasuk as if chalkam, even though the chalkam, the pashta says chalkam natati otam ishai. So it's really a separate word. Lo teafei chametz, kama, chalkam natati otam eishai. But we're darshaning it. Lo teafei chametz chalkam. Their chelek also shall not be made into chametz. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, afilu chalkam, even the chelek of the Kohanim, lo teafei chametz, which concludes our analysis of the Braita, which was only brought in the first place to ask the question about Well, we'd have to go back over here. My dichtiv acharei Hashem lokechem telechu. Efshalo lo adam lealech achar hashchina. Halo kvar neamar ki Hashem lokecha yishochlau. Elo lealech achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma hu malbish arumim dichtiv ayat Hashem lokim ladam lishtok otnet or vayalbishem. Afata albish arumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim dichtiv ayira alav Hashem elonim amrei. Avataba kercholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nicham evilim. Dechiv ayi achar mot Avraham vayavor akelokim et Yitzchak. Bino, afatanachem avilim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kavar metim. Dechiv ikvor oto bagay. Afatak vor metim. Kotnot or, Rav Shmuel chadam erdavar abba min or, vachadam erdavar shor nene mimeno. Dorash Reb Smaloi, Torah tchilata gminut chasadim vesofa gminut chasadim. Tchilata gminut chasadim, dechiv ayat Hashem elokim laadam lishto kotnot or vayal bishem. סופה גמונות חסדים לכתיבה יקבור אותו בגיא. דורש רב סמילוי, מפני מה נתאבה משה רבנו להיכנס לארץ ישראל, וכי לאכול מרפייה הוא צריך, או לסבוע מטובה הוא צריך. אלא כך אמר משה, הרבה מצוות נצטוו ישראל, ואין מתקיימים אלא בארץ ישראל, הכנס אני לארץ, כדי שיתקיימו כולן על ידי. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, כלום אתה מבקש, אלא לקבל שכר, מעלה אני עליך כאילו עשיתם. שנאמר לכן, החלק לו ברבים, ואת עצומים יחלק שלל, תחת אשר הרע למוות נפשו, ואת פושעים נמנע. והוא חטא רבים נשא, ולפושעים יפגיע, לכן החלק לו ברבים, מין זה יכול כאחרונים ולא כראשונים. תלמוד לומר, ואת עצומים יחלק שלל, כי אברהם יצחק ויעקב, שאין עצומים בתורה ובמצוות, תחת אשר הרע למוות נפשו, שמסר עצמו למיטה שלם אבימיים וכן אינה מספרך. ואת פושעים נמנע שלמנע מתי מדבר, והוא חטא רבים נשא שקיבר על מעשה ההגל. ולפושעים יפגיע שביקש רחם עם הפושעי ישראל, אני שמח, והחזירם בתשובה. ואין פגיעה אלא תפילה שם ואל אתה תתפלל באדם הזה, ואל תישא באדם רינה ותפילה ואל תפגע בי. היה מביא את מנחתה בתוך כפיפה מצרית ונותנה על ידיה כדי ליגע כל המנחות תחילתן וסופן בכלי שרת וזו תחילתה בכפיפה מצרית וסופה בכלי שרת כל המנחות תאונות שמן ולבונה וזו אינה תאונה לא שמן ולא לבונה כל המנחות באות בין החיטין וזו באה מן הסעורין יולס ממנחת העומר וואל אף הפי שבא מן הסעורין But nonetheless, at least היא הייתה בא גרס, וזה בא קמח. וגם לי על המרקשים שמעשה המעשה באימה, כך קורבנה, מאכל באימה. תניה בחוני נאמר משום רבי אלה, זה כל כך לא אמר, כדי ליגעה, כדי שתחזור בה. אם כך חס התורה על עוברי רצונו, כבחומר על עושה רצונו, ממה משום דחסו? דיומה כאיך הדולות עם החקה מגילה? No, because he holds כסוף המשקה, ואחר כך מחקריב את מנחתה. So it can't be for the מגילה, אם מישהו מגילה, אם חכה לא, but it's too late for that. כל המנחות, ואמין, סדר מנחות כיצד, אדם מביא מנחה מתוך ביתו, בקלטות של כסף ושל זהב, which are not כלי שרת. And afterwards, not at all כלי שרת, which we do over here also. מכת שבכלי שרת, ונותנו להשם הלבנה מלכה אצל כהן, כהן מלכה אצל מזבח, ומגישה בקרן דרומית מערבית, כנגד חודש הקרן ודאי, ומסלק את הלבנה לצד אחד, וכמצו במקום שנתראה בה שמנה, ונותנו לתוך כלי שרת המכת שובר, כלי שרת המלקת הלבנה, לבנתה ונותנה אגביו, ומעלה ומקטירו בכלי שרת ומוכו ונותנו אגבי איש. כל הבא, כל מי שירה נאכול למרשוי מקום, ניתן לתוך היים שמן הדבש, ונעשור אין אלא מלחבית. Anyway, קטני מיה בקלטות של כסף, בקלטות של זהב. On Rafapa, the Mishnah only is saying, Ima bekelim ha-ru'uyim le-kli sharet. Ah, so you're telling me, Meklal de-kvifa mitzrit, lo chazia? So who's that like? Keman, the local Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, huh? The Tanya kli sharet, shasan, shalaitz, Rabbi Poser, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, makshir. Not in this case, afil, tem, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Emar, dam, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, bechashuvim, certainly not in disposable cups, bechutin mi amar, וחילת ליל רבי יוסף רבי יהודה הקריבה עונה לפחסך ונותנה לכלי שרת ומקדשה בכלי שרת so it's two separate steps then שעמת מינה לכלי שרת אין מקדשין על בדעת not necessarily אמא נותנה בכלי שרת לקדשה בכלי שרת ונותן עליה שמן שמנה לבונתה שמן יצוק עליה שמן ונתן עליה לבונה ומוליכה יצוק ראית ובביאה לבני אהרון וכהן מלכה אצל המזבח, וגישה אצל המזבח. מגישה בקרן דרומית, מערבית, כנגד חודש הקרן ודאי. Where do we get that from? מנהלן דכתיב, וזאת תורת המנחה, הקרב אותה בני אהרון לפני השם, על פני המזבח, ותניה לפני השם, what does that mean? Yochol b'maharav, v'tam lo b'fnei ha-mizbeach. Yochol b'nei ha-mizbeach, yochol b'darom, v'tam lo b'fnei ha-sher. Okay, so v'akishah, v'keren dromit maravit, k'neget chudashah, keren v'dayah. Rabbi Elazar omer, yochol, gishan maharav, v'ashakaren lo d'rom, v'ashakaren amrit. Koma kom sh'atam otzei sh'nei mikro'ot. Echad mekayim atzmo, mekayim divrei chaverot. V'echad mekayim atzmo, u'mevatel divrei chaverot. So what do you think you should do? Obviously, tofsinu shemekayim atzmo, u'mekayim divrei chaverot together. What would be the point of darshaning it? I mean, if you're going to say that the Hashem is literally b'mara, so b'taltal b'nei mizbeach b'darom. If you say b'nei mizbeach b'darom, ki amta the v'nei Hashem b'marav, there's a way. If haketzim and shalad drom b'shakeren, how is that kayamta? Echa kayamta? Omer v'ash kol because kasav ra'itana kol mizbeach b'tzafon koy. Okay, so what's the dial? Om Ravashi Yisrach, Sagadayat Chamina Tiboy, Agashat Mincha Gufa, Kamashmala, Vem Alchinami, Om Akrovi Kriva Lamizbeach Vigisha Lamizbeach, Ma Akrovay Tzokoyen Bekli, Af Agashay Tzomizbeach Bekli. Misaleged Levanatal Tzad Echad, Kercha Delotik Motz, Padim Mincha, I mean, after all, Fersha Mishnah says, Kamatz, the Allah v'yado, even Tzror, Gargar Melach, or Koret Levona, it's possible. The Komates, Mimokam Shidrabla Shamna, Minolat, Libi Salta Mishamal, says Migirso Mishamna. Minodolatok Klais Sharetam Kacha, Mikisha Lomali, Akisha Karazimna, Minidavi Adam, Dam Afa Gav, the Kiddishte, Sakin Betsava Behima, nonetheless, Sodom Kaddish, Labekli Sharet, Sakaramiloshna. ומלקד לבונתה ונותנה אגביו לכיו את כל הלבונה של המזבח ומעלה ומקטירו בכלי שרת בכלי שרת מקטיר להם מעלה בכלי שרת להקטירו ומלכו ונותנו אגבי אישים דכתיב וכל קורבן מנחתך במלך תמלך קורב הקומן שירדן הכל המינול וכתיר הקודת את הזכרתה and then it says וכתיב הנותרת ונמכה לארון לבונת And the meaning of Karava Komets is Lamarkit, Lamarkit, Lamar Komets, Mimatamatir Shirai Bachila, Rabbi Hanin Omer Mitishish Lotboha Ur, Rabbi Yochamer Mishiat Sito Ur Berubo, Vishaima Konim, Lieutenant of Hoyan, Visham and Vash, my time up, Omar Krolla Mashalagdula, Kiderak Shamalachim Mochlim, Vena Serenal Milchamates, the Tiv Lote Afek, Hemates Halkam, Lomrim Shim Ben Lokish, Afil Halkam, Lote Afekham.